This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you're a tea drinker, you will no doubt have your favourite blend. For myself, it's Irish Breakfast. For my sister, Lady Grey. But either way, those who know me well know I never refuse a good cup of tea. But as of today, you could be enjoying for the first time Australian afternoon tea designed by none other than our Foreign Minister, Kevin Rudd. To tell us more, I'm joined by Mr. Stephen Twining from Twining's Tea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Australia.
Thank you. Nice to be here again.
Yeah. Now, firstly, just explain how Kevin Rudd came to have the honour of designing our first ever Twining's Australian afternoon tea.
Well, we wanted the Australian afternoon tea to be made by Australians for Australians. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we did send down a little bit of help earlier in the year in the form of one of our master tea tasters to give some hints and tips on how to put a blend together to create the desired effect that they wanted.
Mm, well, that's a relief, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And Mike Wright, the master tea taster, and myself were then the blind judges up in the UK. We were just judging the teas against, we had number 25 and number 26 and whatever it was, and assess them for what we thought was a great blend.
Oh.
And having got them down to the final five, we then sent them back to Australia for the great Australian tea drinkers to give their verdict and for them to make the choice. And frankly, any of the final five we'd have very proudly called the Australian Afternoon Tea Blend. But as people were given the opportunity to try all the teas and vote for their favourite, we got 85,000 votes in. And the tea that came out by a short neck was that created by Kevin Rudd.
Well, that's an achievement for the Foreign Minister, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Can't hurt Australian-English relations, you know, not that they need a lot of help, but, you know.
Absolutely not. But yes, no, great.
And what makes the tea Australian? Are there any native Australian flavours in it?
No. The packaging has been designed by an Australian design student. We had a competition to find a great design for the pack as well, and that mm-hmm. was won by Kimberly Clifford from the South Bank Institute in Queensland, and we're delighted with that design. So, yeah, we tried to get as many elements as possible, but the teas are a selection of teas. All the entrants have the same ingredients to use.
Yes.
And came up with very different results. Oh. All of which would have been great, but yet the Australian tea drinkers have decreed that Kevin Rudd's blend is the one that they like the most.
Yeah, so it's really just about Australian tastes and I guess how Australian tastes have selected this tea.
Yes.
Now, this is a new step in the history of tea, but how long have the English been drinking tea for?
The first records of tea in England go back to the 17th century, but it didn't really take off until the sort of middle of that century, 1662, when a Portuguese princess, who was a massive tea lover, introduced it officially into the London court when she married King Charles II.
Oh.
And that's when it all kicked off for us, because we were behind the times. Portugal and the Portuguese and the Dutch had been drinking tea for a while, and then the English caught up with it, and yes, obviously then made it our national drink and have never looked back.
Mm. Well, my background's Scottish, and the Scottish are pretty keen on their tea as well.
Most certainly are.
And how long has Twining's been in the tea business then?
Thomas Twining set the ball rolling for us back in 1706, so 305 years ago.
Mm.
The legacy he left us was not only the start of business, but a great founding philosophy. He wanted his reputation to be for doing one thing really well, and that was buying and blending fine quality teas. And the skill we have to this day is the blending of tea, which is a great art. But we can do anything we like as long as we do it well. And it's to do it's now a little outside tea because we have fruit and herbal infusions, which are, again, extension of the blending skills. But yeah, as long as we're doing it well, great tasting blends, that's what it's all about.
And is Twining still a family-owned business, or have you been bought out by a big multinational these days?
We are part of what I would describe as a bigger family company, but very much left to get on with our... They treat us as their experts in tea, and we get on and do that. And our passion for tea has not been diminished in any shape or form. And yes, delighted that we've got this great new addition here in Australia.
Well, I hate to confess this, but our country really doesn't do tea very well, actually. You can get a good cup of coffee in most places, but if you go to a cafe and order tea, there is actually a high chance that what you'll be given is a cup of hot water with a tea bag on the side. And by the time you get that tea bag anywhere near the cup, the water is so cold that you can't make anything other than soggy dishwater. So I think really we need some education. Can you tell us about the proper way to make tea?
Right. The other most important ingredient other than the tea is the quality of the water. Now, your tap water is great, and by that I mean it tastes fine, but it also has a high percentage of dissolved oxygen in it. And it's the dissolved oxygen in the water that helps to get the flavour off the tea. And yes, you're quite right to say that tea also needs the heat to brew. So the first thing you need to do when you're making a cup of tea is empty the kettle out, put in fresh cold water, and set that off.
It's very important not to keep reboiling the same water, isn't it?
Absolutely, because every time you reheat the water, you get less and less dissolved oxygen, and without that precious dissolved oxygen, you won't, however good the tea is, you just won't get the flavour off it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making it in a cup or a mug, you really don't need to warm those up. But if you're making it in a teapot, then yes, a teapot's a big body and it steals some of the heat out of the water. So a splash of the hot water into the teapot, swirl that around, tip it out. And then you come to the thing I have most difficulty giving guidelines on. The old rule is it's one spoonful of tea or one tea bag per person and one for the pot. But that is really just a starting point, because it's the amount of tea and the amount of water that affects the intensity of the taste, what most people would call the strength of the tea.
Mm.
And so if first time you're making it, you think, oh gosh, that's a bit strong, you can always dilute it by adding a bit more water, and next time you'd put less in the pot, or maybe it's not strong enough and you'd put some more in the pot. So in goes the tea, and then for black teas, just as the water comes to boiling point, don't let your kettle switch itself off, because that's really a safety device. If you're distracted, you're out of the kitchen, whatever you're doing, and the kettle comes to the boil, after 10, 15 seconds, it will switch itself off. But it's pushing out that dissolved oxygen.
Mm.
So supervise your kettle just as it comes to boil, add the water, and then be patient. For a tea bag, which is designed to give off their flavour in the least amount of time, it's still 3 minutes. I know the colour comes out, and after 30 seconds, your cup of tea looks like your cup of tea, but actually that's just hot, colourful water. Give it the full 3 minutes to get the full flavour and those wonderful antioxidants off the tea.
It's a good habit to set the timer on the microwave or on the oven or something, isn't it? Because, you know, the average person doesn't really know how long 3 minutes is.
Yes, I have a fairly well built-in timer, but most people absolutely don't know what 3 minutes is, I would agree. So, yeah, if you've got a little egg timer or a pinger, just, flick it on for 3 minutes and let the tea do what it does. Jiggling it won't help if you have to jiggle your bag up and down. Frankly, my answer to that is if you need exercise, go to the gym. It's not going to help the tea. It's not going to get the process any faster. You can't hurry it. And it will deliver all the great flavors and the antioxidants after 3 minutes. If you're using a bigger loose leaf tea, then it needs a little bit more time. Stir it. And then it's very much down to your choices how you drink tea. Tea, to me, is a very personal drink, and some people want it with milk, some want it with a slice of lemon, some want it just as it comes. That is absolutely correct for the individual. There is
mm-hmm.
no wrong way of drinking tea. So have it how you like it, enjoy it, and then store your tea in airtight containers, because it needs to be protected from the moisture in the air, because it will try and grab that. And if, for instance, the scent of fruit or flowers, it will take that in and change your tea. If for friend that you leave next to a packet of detergent, you will get a detergent-tasting tea, and that's not
yes,
great. So
no.
Protect your tea, look after it, and then every time it will reward you and make a great cup each time.
There's nothing worse when people have kept the peppermint tea right next to the English breakfast and it just tastes all wrong.
It does.
But why does tea in a pot taste so much better than tea in a bag?
Because the quality of tea in bags, I have absolutely no problem with. The quality of the tea comes from where it's grown, not the size of the leaves. But I think it is because if people do make it in a pot, they follow those steps we've just talked about. Whereas people put it in a cup or a mug, they're in a hurry, they give it a bit of a jiggle, they wash the colour off and think, that's great, I can have it. Out comes the bag after 30 seconds. And you're just drinking a hot, coloury water. So you haven't given the poor tea leaves the chance of what they're doing. The flavour's just gone in the bin.
That's very true. Now, I just have to ask you, I know you said, you know, it's up to your personal taste, whether you have a lemon or milk or whatever, but there is still this controversial issue about milk first or milk last. Now, obviously when you use a tea bag and a cup, the milk has to go last.
Yes.
But when you pour from a pot, now I need to declare my colours because I'm firmly in the milk first camp, but I'm happy to be persuaded by an expert. What's the correct way to do it?
In all honesty, I don't think there is a correct way of doing it. I know when I pour myself a cup of tea how much milk I want. So having made a pot of tea, I would put the milk in first, which is historically correct. The English put milk in their cups first, because when we first got the early examples of China porcelain, it was so light and so delicate, we'd never seen anything like it. And so in our ignorance of the properties of porcelain, we imagined that this is really what appeared to be a fragile material. Surely if you put hot tea into it, it would crack it and break it. And it was terribly expensive. So to protect it, they put in cold milk to take out some of the heat of the tea. And then, of course, the bowls didn't break. Now, if you do something, even if it's for the wrong reason, but you get the right result, you think you've done the right thing, so it continued. So historically correct to put the milk in first, but I'm never going to tell anyone off for doing it afterwards.
So it doesn't really affect the flavour?
No.
Okay. Now, when will we be able to get hold of this new Australian tea in the shops?
I'm afraid there is going to be a little bit of a delay because obviously we weren't sure who was going to win, and therefore we are now frantically buying and packing, blending and packing the tea, and we'll be shipping it down here to be in the stores by Australia Day next year.
Okay.
So hopefully you'll all think worth waiting for. We will be getting some samples of it, which we'll be sending out around the country and giving people opportunities to try it before that. But it will really go into the stores for Australia Day next year.
Okay. Well, have you got my address? Because, you know,
absolutely.
Just kidding. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today. It's been lovely to learn more about the fine art of making tea.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Mr. Stephen Twining from Twining's Tea.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.